Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
There we go. Nice, jolly tune.
Yes, I'm doing an Edward Heath with my shoulders for some reason.
Oh dear. Are you wearing a blazer? It's honestly, my vagina clamped shut at the vision of Edward Heath doing his hunched shoulder thing in a gold buttoned blazer.
That was an unpleasant start, wasn't it, everyone? I'm sorry, gang.
Extraordinary.
To start off that way.
But what an extraordinary man. We sort of just let all... We were so blinkered in the olden days, weren't we? We were very blinkered. We didn't ask any questions.
Well, certainly in that case we didn't, I know. Because, we talked about him, didn't we? Because I went round his house and...
Yeah, had a snoop. You found all the sex aids. You found in his desk drawer, in his study. You opened that and you found all the dildos. Do you remember?
I didn't know, but you said there'd be a gimp room. Definitely a gimp room there somewhere with the gimp.
Yeah, that little locked cupboard that led down the stairs to the basement.
Listen, don't we
Edward
get in
Heath,
trouble?
And there'd be a little plaque. Edward Heath's gimp room. Will we get in trouble? Does it really matter? Can I really be in more trouble?
What do you mean? Oh, I think I know what you mean. Go on, expand.
Well, I did lose swimming last week and I got told off for saying sharted. I didn't know what I was being told off for because I didn't think sharted was a swear word. I thought that maybe... Because I said on Loose Women that you were having anxiety dreams about doing the live podcast.
Yeah.
And that really made me laugh and I was just going to bully you around the stage. And I meant that obviously in the most affectionate way, as you would know. But I just suddenly thought when Kay said we have to apologise for what Jenny just said, I thought, oh, God, do they think I really mean that I'm going to bully
you? Oh, how funny.
They were telling you off
for that, for being a bully.
And I really, really kind of internally cringed and sort of felt really bad and sort of thought, well, I'm going to have to defend myself. And then I realised they meant it was the sharted word and I was really relieved.
I'm surprised about that because I know what you mean. It is sort of a made-up word, isn't it? I mean,
Some people don't even know what it means.
Well...
It means you farted and shat yourself at the same time, basically.
Yes, I think most people will when they're that. But
yeah, our listeners will know.
I am surprised about that. I watched it on catch-up.
Yeah.
And so there was a bit of an edit. So you didn't hear the apology, but you knew something in particular. So I kind of worded it out. Because I'm clever.
Well
done.
Yeah, well, you're a TV producer, so you put your TV producer hat back on. I bet you only watched it, Judith Holder. I know you very well. I bet someone in the village said, oh, Jenny mentioned you, and there was a photo of you on Loose Women. It flashed up, the photo of the two of you. And you thought, right, I'm going to go home and have a look at that.
Well, yeah, I'll go to the trouble, I thought. Yeah. I'll go to the trouble of sitting all through the bleeding ads. Because that's the trouble, isn't it? Oh, God.
Well, anyway, it was a lovely bunch of women to be with. I had a lovely time seeing Linda Robson again and having some nice, old, grumpy touring reminiscences because we spent a lot of time together. And her son, Louis, I'll stop talking in a minute, but Louis Dumford, he was playing the Forum, which is a 2,000 seater that night.
What?
He's a singer-songwriter. Little Louis,
really?
Yeah. And he writes these, he's like a sort of people's poet of North London. And he writes these kind of folk songs, modern day folk songs about living in North London. Yeah. And there's one, the Arsenal have adopted it. So they sing it every match. It's called North London Forever. And there's a really touching video to it, which I watched and it made me feel really kind of, I found it all really touching because it's all his family.
Oh.
And anyway, it was really nice.
Oh, she must be dead proud.
Oh, so proud.
Fabulous news.
Absolutely. And Sinetra was on that I did Pottery Throwdown.
She's nice.
But anyway, while we're on that subject, I was plugging the live dates, we've got some updated news. The third show has now sold out.
Yes.
So, oh God, I got a little indigestion burp of anxiety.
Did you?
Avalon.
You did. You got a burp of anxiety. Oh my God. You need to come on to mine, but yes, go on.
Yeah. Well, we're doing a fourth date. It's a Saturday. It's Saturday the 8th of July at 3 p.m. We'll be spreading the word. We'll be putting it on the Instagram. We'll be putting it on Twitter. We're telling you now. It's again at the Leicester Square Theatre. Sorry that it does seem quite London-centric at the moment, but that will change if there's interest.
If it works out and if we're any good, frankly, or if I'm any good, more to the point. But yes, Oh, stop it. Stop it. Stop
You'll probably triumph and I'll leave the stage going, just went a bit tits up for me. Are you still having your anxiety dreams?
Yes, I am. Okay. I mean, my dreams are always terribly, terribly literal. But the one I had this week was we were about to go on and the audience were coming in. And then you sort of suddenly said, have you got your props sorted?
Yeah.
No, I haven't got my props sorted. Then I looked over to your side, sort of by the stage, and you've got all these things lined up in rows.
Yeah.
Loads of them, props. And they'd all got a number on them, and it related to a number on our script. And you said, well, you better get yours sorted. I'm trying to get all this cross-referencing done. And then Richard was coming in, you know, your manager, and all these important people. And you were,
I wasn't helping you, was I?
You weren't helping me, no.
Better get your props table. So it's quite funny that, though, because the props table is such a very old-fashioned, traditional, theatrical thing. And you don't see them quite so much anymore because...
Don't you?
Well, I don't see them so much because stand-ups very rarely have that many props. Yeah. And if there is anything, you usually have it on stage with you. But in the old days, I mean, I don't say in the old days, like I did
music
or something.
Act. Yeah,
did the music halls. No, but to me, a props table, the traditional ones are, say, an Agatha Christie production. Can you imagine a good props table? Because there'd be a gun.
Yes, there would. There'd be
and a hat
stick.
Pin.
Yes.
Yeah.
And all these basket. Things. Lots of baskets, I think.
Absolutely, a trunk.
A vicar's collar. A vicar's collar.
Yeah, yeah, don't forget your vicar's collar. Oh, I can't. Can you imagine? I went on in Act 3, Scene 2. I completely forgot my vicar's collar. I could have been anybody. I could have been a gardener. I didn't have my collar on. Can you imagine? Oh, great. I'd love to be in one of those kind of productions. I really would.
Would you? Because you're very in. You're, I mean, yes. Well, you'd be good at it, wouldn't you?
No, not really. Unfortunately, Judith, I'm not a very good actress.
I don't know. I don't know about that, but I don't know who you'd play. Who would you play? What sort of person would you play?
Don't know the person. I mean, I tell you
posh.
Who gets...
Would you be posh?
I could be posh or I could be common because I can do two accents. That's about all I can do. I can do the hoity-toity, that one. And I can do that one below stairs, you know, when I saw her come out of her ass, right? I can do that. And I can do Northern as well, obviously.
Oh, yes, dear. I like your posh one. I can see you with some, you know, ivory-topped kind of a walking stick and a kind of pince-nez. I definitely see you as that. You're not going to do that on
really
stage,
good
are you?
At those, I might do that on stage. We might have a little Agatha Christie section and I'll make you do... I don't know what I'll make you do. What would you be, Judith? What would you be?
What would I be? Oh, I think I'd be a busty woman coming in with a tray. I wouldn't be trusted with any other lines.
Yeah, but you would be the murderer. You'd be the bloody murderer.
Do you reckon I would?
Yeah, because you're so
stealthy.
Stealthy
and looking beyond reproach. Yes, I think I could do that.
Yeah, I think you're quite capable. I think you're quite capable of strangling and killing. Anyway, you better get over your anxiety dreams. Are you sleeping badly?
Oh, God, I'm sleeping badly. Well, we're doing this quite early for us, aren't we? 9:15 in the morning. Well, for you, I'm on this terrible roll and it, you know, it does happen. And once you start, it's difficult to get out of it. So I wake up about 4 o'clock and try and get to sleep. I can't get to sleep. So I kind of give up at about 4:45, 5 o'clock, get up. So, this morning I've been for a swim, made a cauliflower cheese for tonight, I booked some trains, you know, I've done my list. What is it now? 9:30. I've had a huge breakfast. I've rather over-breakfasted, actually. And, for me, it's kind of nearly lunchtime. Do you know what I mean?
What time were you in the swimming pool?
Well, it opened at 6:30 this morning, so it's at 6:45 with all the really fast ones that have kind of flippers.
I wouldn't allow that in a pool. I don't think you should be allowed rubberized equipment in a normal pool when it's a sort of open to everybody swimming time.
It's very antisocial.
It's terrible.
God, it was choppy. It was like, honestly, it's like being in a really choppy sea.
Just go fuck off and go and swim in the ocean if you're going to do that, actually. Go, you know, pit yourself up against an ocean liner. I'm not interested in that. It's ridiculous. It makes me cross. Because it just puts off. It puts off the other slower, you know, swimmers that just can't really cope with chopping.
Well, that's right. And also, we're all clumped up one end because we're trying to avoid all the splashing. So we're all, you know, trying to avoid each other.
They should have half an hour session a week, those types. Half an hour for butterflies showing off and rubberized accoutrement. Including dildos, yeah. Try swing with it. I've got dildos on my brain today. I don't know why. Try swing with a big dildo up your arse. Oh, I can't be doing with everybody at the moment. I'm so angry. So angry all the time. I don't know how I'm sleeping, but I'm sleeping very well, probably because I'm drinking quite heavily. I recommend you a large glass of red wine at about 9:30.
Red wine?
Yeah.
Red wine.
Just half a glass.
Okay. Medicinal.
Yeah, medicinal. Or I'd actually buy a bottle of port if I was in your situation.
And I'd just have
a very small port and just until your limbs, your limbs feel heavy and you're not sure if you can make the stairs. I don't actually mean this. I'm being silly. I'm showing off today. I don't know what's wrong with me.
I might give it a go. So, yes.
But I need to delve more into this because you had the twins yesterday, so you must have been... Ready to drop.
Well, I was. There's no excuse for waking up. I did the same yesterday. So yesterday, I woke up the same time and I thought, oh, do you know what? I might get on my bike, cycle to Oxford, and I can get the train to Bicester with my bike, put it in their garden, cycle back into Oxford in the evening, see my friend for a drink, come back, be back at 8:00. Yeah, I was knackered, but I had lots of exercise yesterday. And, they were good yesterday, actually. They were good. They were, it was all right. It was okay. Quite enjoyed it yesterday.
I had an Arlo afternoon and I took him to, Brixton has this walled garden in the Brockwell Park, which is where
lovely.
The Lido is. That
I know.
Yeah.
I know.
It's quite a big park. And in one area, there was, I tell you what you'd have liked. I can be such an old bitch. They were filming a doggy commercial.
Oh, were they?
Yes,
right.
Yes.
Right.
And there was quite an exotic looking hound that was being the centre of attention. And obviously, if I see something else being the centre of attention, I can't really stand it, even if it's a dog.
Did you step into the shot? Were you
annoying? Well, we were stopped. Me and two other women were stopped from walking down the path, by a man in a high-vis vest. Said, if you don't mind, after about 30 seconds, I said, I can't stand here all day, you know, I've got a baby. And I just thought, babies trump dogs.
I know what you mean, because, yeah, I mean, it's definitely a case with me of a boot being on the other foot, because I mean, years of filming on location where literally you stop people and say, sorry, we can't really go through that at the moment, because, you know, would you mind awfully, you know, just...
Yeah.
And then people in the past, you know, I think would stand around and sort of gawp and say, oh, when's it going out? You know, what's it called and everything.
Yeah.
But now I think there's definitely a sea change. Which
definitely.
Is
no one gives a shit.
Oh, fuck off.
Yeah.
Do you so can go, pay for something to be roped off and, you know, definitely
not. Yeah. Don't block my way. Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, it was a beautiful day yesterday, and I have to say, this walled garden in Brockwell Park, as I've been there before, and it just stank of piss, but it might have been to plant. I'm very smell sensitive. There were some flowers in there yesterday, Judith, I put some up on Instagram.
Oh, they were tropical, positively tropical.
You said, are you out in your sarong?
Yes.
I was in some
Frankie Howard there,
heavily soiled trousers, because Arlo's terribly difficult at getting food down him, and it just wipes it all down my trousers. So I basically looked like a tramp. But there was this, I think it's called a Mexican lily. It's on our Older and Wider Instagram, and it looks, as you say, like a triffid, does it not?
Oh, wonderful. Wonderful, wonderful. Yeah. It's a beautiful time of year, isn't it? I know. We both get very thrilled by the blossom and everything, don't we, this time?
We do. We do. Yes. There are things now that I appreciate more than I ever did in my life. And that includes, nature and flowers. And also think babies, because I used to think babies were really boring, which is why I sort of got rid of mine as soon as I physically could onto a childminder. But I am finding Arlo fascinating.
Yes, I know what you mean. Well, you're not as busy, are you? You're at one remove. So, yes, I agree with you. And also, as you know, as everyone says, you don't have to put them to bed necessarily,
do you? Yeah, a lot of the battles, we just kind of leave before it gets really ugly. I do find the sort of playing on the floor with him, and because he'll be 9 months tomorrow, and it's just I think this is the time when they are learning so much, aren't they?
Yes, I'm sure they are.
Just the thing about just the age old thing of putting, you know, those plastic cups, making a tower and him knocking it down.
Yes, yes.
And they think they're the first babies in the world ever to do this.
To work it out. I know. And then they start copying you. Oh, no, listen, we've got to be careful here.
Yeah, we have. We're getting
Snorlaw is very, very. Yeah. But listen, did you hand him over in good shape?
I did yesterday, but on Monday when Phoebe had a meeting in town, so I met them at Foyles, and I thought, well, there'll be a reading area downstairs.
Oh,
but there isn't. Oh. You know, there's not a load of tatty
not
books.
At Foyles?
No, they're all pristine. So I had to buy him a book, right?
Oh, okay.
I know. I bought him a really noisy one. I thought
a noisy one. Out of spite. Yes.
Yeah. And it had the battery already sealed in, it's the one. Yeah. So and then right. Oh God, I made a mistake. Phoebe said, take him out for a walk. He will need a sleep. And you know he has that snooze hood. It's like a canary's cage. You just pull this black thing over.
I didn't know.
It's quite good. Yeah. Mm. Well, you'd like one for you. I mean, you've got to make sure that when you're sleeping. Yeah. It's like a... It really is. It's just a black piece of material that hangs over the buggy. And it helps him nod off. Anyway, I didn't do it, did I?
I took him.
There's this weird thing, right? In a digital art installation in a open three-sided weird modern building at the entrance of Tottenham Court Road.
Gosh.
I know. I'd walked past it the other week and I thought, what the hell is going on there? I think it's some kind of music venue and performance venue, but on the ground floor, which is open to the pavement, you can step in and there's these benches and you can watch this sort of digital art. It's massive, Judith.
Gosh.
It's huge. It's like the inside of a church.
Wow.
But not.
Wow.
It was just this psychedelic kind of, you know, modern digital art. Some of it was terrible, some of it was quite interesting. And of course Arlo just was mesmerized. He did not sleep at all, not a wink. He didn't close his eyes, didn't even blink.
Oh dear.
So then Phoebe's going to see a play. She gives him a quick feed and I bring him home to our house on the bus. His dad's going to meet us. Right. On the bus, I think he's starting to go. Do you know when they're starting to wiggle about and all this kind of stuff? By the time I got him home, I realised he'd shat himself so much. And it was seeping through. Ooh. Anyway, Tristram arrives.
Ooh,
and we look in the nappy. We're looking back. And Phoebe has packed for one day. She's packed two nappies. We've already used those earlier in Foyles.
Yeah, that's a bit light.
Not a nappy in the house. Mm. Jeff had to go out. Emergency shop. But by the time Jeff got back, the baby was nappyless. Tristram was like holding him at arm's length. And there was shit everywhere.
Yeah, I know. We've been there as well recently, actually. Stanley's been really into blueberries, right? And you think, well, they're really good for them, aren't they? And I mean, literally, we bought, you know, packet after packet of really heavy on the blueberries. And so suddenly...
Straight through.
Oh, yeah, it is a thing. Apparently, it's a thing. We Googled it. Blueberries and pooing. Everywhere. Changes of clothes for me, two in one day. Oh my God, he's not having any more blueberries. But it's amazing, isn't it, when they do it? Because it's, well, it's kind of everywhere, right at their back.
And then little smears, sort of a couple of hours later, you'll just be sort of sitting down to watch some telly and your eye will just go to the floor and you think, I think that's a smear of shit. And then, or else you'll just look on your elbow and you'll just go, is that fake tan? Oh, no, it's a smear of shit.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Anyway, you know you mentioned earlier that you'd already got up and made cauliflower cheese?
Yes, yes.
What about that now? What about the satay cauliflower? Have you attempted that?
Oh, yes, I have. That. Yes, because I was thinking about it all that week, wasn't I? Somebody very kindly, I'm trying to find her name, Googled the cafe where I was in Glastonbury, looked at the rest of the menu and worked out that it was a Nigella recipe. Isn't that kind of her? So I made it. I made one. I used a whole raw cauliflower and did 2 days' worth. It was very good because it was satay sauce. Basically, it was satay with mouth-watering again. Satay cauliflower with got bits of pineapple in it. It was gorgeous, but
okay. So tinned fresh pineapple.
It was a bit to be honest, I didn't bother with the pineapple because I didn't think it was necessary.
Yeah.
So it was peanut butter and yogurt.
Smooth peanut butter.
Because smooth.
Yeah, okay, yeah, so yeah. Smooth
can't,
peanut
can't be
butter.
Doing with the fillings, you know, with the crunchy.
Yeah, crunchy, yeah.
I can't remember exactly what was in it now, in fact, but it was lemon juice and a bit of lime juice. Wonderful.
Whose recipe did you
Nigella.
Use?
Nigella.
Oh, Nigella. Okay, Nigella. So there's a peanut butter dressing recipe.
Which you can do, I think, for salads and cauliflower, all sorts of things. But I did raw cauliflower. I love the raw cauliflower. It was quite heavy on the wind as a result, as you can imagine.
Count that as your food sensation of the week, Judy?
I would. Oh, yes, I would. Most definitely. Had it two nights running and I think I might do it again.
And what about the rest of the family? Thumbs up, thumbs down?
Oh, thumbs down, I'm afraid. Definitely thumbs down. What about you? Have you had anything nice to eat?
Well, no, Judith, I've had a disaster with food this week. I even managed to burn a croissant by putting it in the top oven and grilling it. You know, like you have a small top oven.
Yes,
and
I know what you mean.
The knobs just aren't very...
Oh, do you know, the knobs are annoying.
They're fucking annoying. I still don't know which one. And sometimes I just think, I'll just potluck this one. I potlucked it. And I grilled it to fuck. I mean, it was just burnt. It's just burnt.
I'm ashamed to say that we've had our cooker for about 7 years and I still don't know.
Well, they should make it easier.
Too many things. There's about five options on the bloody grill top oven. Double
and they're
fan.
Just lines. There are a series of lines or wiggle and line. Line on the top, line on the bottom. We could Google it. There'll be an Instagram, there'll be a YouTube thing. Can I be bothered? No, I can't.
So Worse than that, I think there's also a half grill thing as well. Which makes it even more complicated. But do you remember those grills? We are digressing here. Yeah. Do you remember those grills in the old days where you had, it was kind of an eye level and it was like a gas cooker.
Yeah.
Open.
Yeah.
So you could see the flames. How easy was that?
Yeah, we had one of those, right? And then we had a funny smell in the flat and we got the gas men round and they taped the cooker up so we couldn't use it because it was a gas risk. Yeah, it was leaking. Tell you something else, right, Judith. You know when I get a delivery from my local, my nearest supermarket, which is Sainsbury's, and it's normally very, very, very reliable and I've got no complaints. I mean, sometimes there's substitutions which I have to reject because they're mental. But on the whole, you know, it works for me because I'm very easily led. And if I'm in the supermarket by myself, I will just pick up all sorts of nonsense. Yeah, so if I do a very strict, you know, budget thing, I'll stick with it. That's a sensible thing. So we are meant to be having a Sainsbury's delivery, quite a late one on a, well, not late, 7 to 8 on a Friday evening. Right.
That is quite late for the food to arrive. Got to put it away.
Yes, yes. Right. So I'm in my pyjamas with a fish pie craving.
A fish pie expectation.
Expectation. It's on the list. They haven't said it's not available by 9 o'clock, right? I've already made a couple of useless calls to a call centre. We've given up and resorted to pasta pesto. But I've got this knot of fury in my stomach. And I couldn't actually get through to anyone who could get through to anyone. There's a sort of central helpline. I'm through to that, but they can't get through to my local supermarket. In the end, the food arrived at 1 p.m. on Saturday. So, I'd had an email by this time, so I knew when to expect it. But at one point, right, so I'm on the phone to this call centre and I'm lying through my teeth and I don't care who knows it. I'm on the phone saying, well, the thing is, I've got people coming for supper. I'm feeding eight. I'm supposed to be feeding eight. Yes, it's my sister-in-law's birthday. And I'm feeding eight. And I haven't got anything to feed these people. I've got one bottle of wine. By this point, I'm embroidering. I've got one bottle of wine between eight. You know, I'm expecting, so I managed to get a £10 voucher.
Oh, well done. Well, you were on a roll there, weren't you? You were embellishing. You were doing more than was strictly necessary.
I think I deserve slightly more than a £10.
I was going to say, I think a dinner for eight. I mean, you didn't go like wedding reception, like anything like that. But I suppose they could have checked your order. But I know what you mean about that. There's never anywhere to ring, is there? Because I had trouble with a Tesco delivery the other day. And you just search everywhere. You think, well, wait a minute, where's the contact us, live chat, you know, all that. They're not working. It's impossible. Absolutely impossible. I just cancelled it in the end. I couldn't be bothered.
I rang three times, had three different women who were so different from each other. I had absolutely archetypal bitch, right, who was just unhelpful and quite mean. Then I had just someone who was just a bit hopeless and it was just useless. And then I had competent, pleasant, apologetic, who completely took the wind out of my sails. And just
Did she?
She completely, she just was wonderful. She was wonderful. Wow. But the other two,
They save her for the third go. It's the really difficult customer.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Yeah. So, we have gone a bit out of sync with this podcast.
But I tell you what we need to go back to, because we need to go back to the show and the end song suggestions, do we not?
We just need to thank people, don't we? We need to thank people.
We do.
For the torrent of hobby crap. We've had a lot of hobby crap.
We're getting some very, very good hobby crap, I must say. Oh, yeah. Some distinctly crap hobby crap.
Yeah, yeah, some real pieces of absolute crap.
All the some stinkers, aren't there? Did you see that one that involved a bit of... she put something good that she'd done, which was very good. I think a painting of a tulip, and then the crap one was something she'd embroidered, which I think was supposed to be a date or a name. It was just like you couldn't.
I haven't seen that one. I'll have to check through. There's a sort of a gimp teddy. There's all sorts of things going on.
I'm worried about the gimp teddy. To be honest.
But the other thing we've also asked for are end of show sing-along songs. So I think we've got our sing-along song and I don't think anyone's going to guess it. But we do enjoy your contributions and they are going on a shortlist just in case. We're getting quite a lot of the same ones, aren't we?
We are, we are. Bring Me Sunshine is very popular. I quite like that still. But we have
Bring
had
Me
some...
Sunshine. Yeah. That's Morecambe and Wise.
Yes, it's Morecambe and Wise, I know.
Yeah, so no, it's, people it's would expect cheat, us to do the dance. It's too much. No, I won't do that. Okay.
But there were some unusual ones, including somebody suggested it ain't half Hot Mum theme tune.
Yeah, with the words. No, I think that's quite... Because it's got the word gang is. Me, do. I think that's the one, isn't it?
Of course it is. It's the gang thing. It's the gang show thing.
Yeah. And then when I'm 64, but you're older than 64, I'm not 64.
Oh, you're catching up.
And it's a bit slow.
It's a bit of a dirge, I think, that one. Did you see somebody suggested Feeling Groovy by Simon and Garfunkel?
Well, we've murdered that.
Val. I don't think Val really understands...
Musical ineptitude.
You
wouldn't recognise it. If we decided to do that, we'd mangle it to a point where you would not know if it was George Formby singing Any Old Iron. You would not know.
No, I don't think we're going to be doing that one, Val.
She's expecting a choir. That's kind of song for a modern choir, isn't it? Feeling Groovy. You know those modern choirs that women join when they're in the 60s?
Indeed.
Yeah.
Yes.
And they don't do religious songs. They just do things like lots of Simon and Garfunkel.
Absolutely.
And they do loads and loads of harmonies. That's the kind of
good.
Thing.
Good. I like them.
We'd kill it. Stone dead.
Yeah. And then did you see The Sun Has Got His Hat On? A few people suggested that.
Yeah.
And did you see that someone called Julia, 53 and a half, who's a music teacher from Edinburgh, she offered us free tambourining lessons. Oh, no, for you, actually.
Yeah, just me. She doesn't trust me. She trusts you. I don't know why. Yeah. I don't think you're that musical, but she's offered me free tambourining lessons to make sure that I play in time with you, Judith. Again, I don't think people realise the levels of just not being able to do anything in time. No. But that's very kind, Julia. But we won't be taking you up on that. But we are very much enjoying your contributions. We're going to remind you of our email address now so you can send stuff in, which is olderwiderpod@gmail.com. Now, grab a pen. We're going to say it one more time. olderwiderpod@gmail.com. Yes. And if you want to buy tickets for our fourth and final Leicester Square show, there's a link to the Leicester Square Theatre in our bio on Instagram, or just go directly to the Leicester Square Theatre website and you will see all the dates there. There are now four, and the new one is Saturday the 8th of July. Saturday the 8th of July, which is a Saturday, and it's at 3 o'clock. All the others are Sunday matinees at 3 o'clock. So those are your options. There are four shows, all at 3 o'clock. Three on a Sunday, one on a Saturday.
Very good. Very good, Jenny.
Now, quick hypochondriacs corner before culture corner.
Okay.
I think I've got allergic rhinitis because this constant snottiness... And I feel quite well in myself, but I think that I've got allergic rhinitis.
What's rhinitis? It sounds like it's to do with rhinos.
No, it's the Latin for nose, isn't it? Rhinoplasty is nose surgery. Yeah.
Call yourself
a hypochondriac. You don't even know the Latin for nose job. Let yourself go down there. The gel nail health scare. We are telling all our listeners now, no more gel nails ever.
I know. It's not something that you've done a lot of, but
I've never ever done it once in my life.
You saying that you thought it was terribly unnatural. And, you know, the last couple of times I went into nail bars, because they're cheaper, you think the fumes that those people
I don't approve of them.
They are terrible. And I think the people who work in them have terrible working conditions. Mm. But it's incredibly worrying, isn't it?
Yeah, because apparently you can develop an allergy to the... it's something
glue.
To do with the heating process, isn't it? That makes them actually turn into gels. Yeah. Yeah. Look it up. Do your own research. We are not doctors, but we are advising you not to have gel nails because... there is a condition that you can develop which makes life difficult in later years and it causes all sorts of problems. So, look that up. Do your own research and make your own decisions because you're grown adults, for heaven's sake. Okay, Culture Corner. What are you on, Judith?
Books I'm not doing very well with at all. I've downloaded two books and not very successfully. I thought, well, do you know what? I heard somebody saying how much they adore P.G. Woodhouse the other day.
Oh!
Well, yes, absolutely. So I downloaded
So bloody dated.
Stephen Fry on the sort of collected or something. Yeah. First of all, I realised that I don't really like Stephen Fry that much, if I'm honest. But secondly, it's not very funny. Obviously very dated, but not in a charming way. Rather misogynistic. Mm-hmm. You know, and I just think, well, no. Not
I've
only
hated
do I
it
not
for
get
years.
It.
Yeah.
Yes. Don't
hated
like it,
for years.
Sorry.
And it's
don't
been
like
held
it.
Up as this sort of bastion of comedy, of comic writing.
Hasn't it?
And it's just infuriating. And I'm so glad that Helen Lederer has created this the Quip Prize, the Comedy Women in Print, and sort of striking out for modern women writing modern comedy, modern comic novels, or just light-hearted novels. I mean, the last shortlist for that award it was a really great selection of books. I mean, I made the long list with the writing on the wall, but you know, the shortlist was incredibly strong. I think Helen really did do that award as a reaction against everybody thinking P.G. Woodhouse was
the
she just thought, no, this cannot be the yardstick by which we are all measured.
Not now,
thank you very much indeed. And I totally agree with you. I can't stand it. Jeff used to like it, and I said he wasn't allowed to. I have also that I'm reading a book with my eyes at the moment because it's a preview copy, and you know me, I struggle because of the dry eye disease, so I only read in the bath. It is written by the comedian Jo Caulfield, who's a very good comedian, and it's about the death of her sister, Annie, who I used to work with now and again on LBC Radio. It's a sort of cancer memoir in some respects, but it's totally non-mawkish. It's moving without being mawkish. It's called The Funny Thing About Death. And I do recommend that when it comes out. And I'm not sure when that will be. But it is. And it's a good insight into growing up in... She's a bit younger than me, about 3 or 4 years younger than me. Growing up in the 70s, having an older sister. Just that whole sibling balance of sort of, not power, but sort of power. Adoration and respect, and it's a very nicely written book, and I'm really enjoying it.
That sounds really good.
Yes, I think you would enjoy it. It's obviously a very easy read as well. Jeff and I are still enjoying the audio of A Flaw in the Design by Nathan Coates, which is very well written and a bit creepy. I don't think that many people would enjoy it, but it's a very well done audio record. So we
Why
are.
Why is it creepy?
That.
What's creepy about it?
Well, it's basically about I think it's written by it sounds so much like the narrator himself, the guy who's written it. It's basically a man who teaches creative writing in Vermont, and his nephew has to come live with them, his family, because his parents have died in a car crash, and it transpires that the car crash is slightly suspicious. And the uncle does not like this nephew anyway, because once upon a time when he was a child, he may or may not have tried to drown one of the uncle's little girls.
Gosh.
So there's a suspicion, and this suspicion grows, and it becomes a bit obsessive. It's a psychological thriller, and it's very, very nicely done. The two downloads I've done this week is I've got the latest Curtis Sittenfeld lined up.
That's called Romantic Comedy. That's my next one too, I think.
A book called Pineapple Street, which all the magazines have featured this month. But that might be overhyped.
You've got lots on the go, haven't you?
Getting through it, though, at the moment, Judith, to be honest. Not really getting through it.
Well, you know, it's all this childcare, isn't it?
Somebody did write in and say, how can you actually read anything?
Yes,
because we don't read, we listen while we're doing other things. You get up at three o'clock in the morning, so you know, you've got a few more hours
in
the day.
I mean, it's completely changed the way I read Audible. Completely changed it. It means that
It
in the car, when I'm walking sometimes, chopping vegetables. Yeah, no, I think it's great.
Telly.
Well, we both were watching Magpie Murders. Have you finished it?
Yes, I got a bit confused at the end.
It got complicated at the end. Yeah. Got a bit old.
Always does.
Ooh. Still enjoyed it, though. Would recommend. Definitely recommend.
Classy, classy production.
Yes.
Yes, very, very nice. We watched it the same week as Why Didn't They Ask Evans, which was the Hugh Laurie.
Oh, yes. Agatha Christie, need to try that.
Judith, you will love that. But again, got a bit wibbly wobbly at the end, you know. You just go, why are we even interested in this bloke? We've never even met, he's never been mentioned until now.
I think they do it
typical
in a
Christie.
Well,
it's actually a lot of Agatha Christie's. When you hold them up for inspection, they are full of holes. They really are. There we go. MasterChef back, I find it weirdly soothing as a non-cook. Do you watch it?
Not really, no, can't be bothered. No, not interested in that. I've got complete fatigue about baking, cooking, all of that. Complete fatigue with it. Can't be bothered.
Because I don't do it in real life, I still find it quite interesting. The final of Interior Design Masters coming up.
I know.
Have you got any money on anyone? Who do you think?
Jack, the lovely boy Jack, with the little head scarf. Isn't he gorgeous?
Yes. Pretty little cherub boy. Yes,
oh,
absolutely.
Isn't he just clever? Yeah. Not sort of showy offy about it, quite modest. Very good, very talented. Yeah. I think he'll win, and I hope he wins.
Yeah, so do I. I think he streaks ahead of the competition, to be quite honest. Yeah. But there we go.
Yes.
Taskmaster episode 4 is out, and there's a new podcast presented by Ed Gamble to accompany it. I think this week's guest is Frankie Boyle. Nothing much else I'd recommend on the telly, Judith.
No, it's a bit thin at the moment, isn't it?
Thin.
Yeah. So I live for Succession every Monday night.
We've still got that up our sleeves.
Yes, you have. I know.
Big chunk of that. Never was it? Right. I managed to do a little bit of painting this week.
I saw. Very lovely. It was flowers. Very nice. Lovely flowers.
Anyway, what have you got on your agenda today?
The sun is shining. I'm going to have to do some gardening, I think, and I'm renovating the greenhouse.
Oh!
Yes, I am. It was falling down, and I've got to done all the easy bits, typical for me. Done all the kind of low-hanging fruit, done all the easy bits. Now, today, I'm onto the puttying. I've got to putty some windows together. It's going to be shoddy. It won't look good.
Oh, yeah.
But it's a greenhouse, you know. I mean, we can't afford to rebuild it, and it was falling down. So, you know, I tell you what I'll do is I think I'll download that Curtis Sittenfeld, and I'll do that, and I might enjoy that when I'm doing my painting.
All right.
What about you?
I'm going into town to have some more Lipiflow because of the machine, you know, the eye thing. The machine was on the blink the last time, and I don't think it was as effective as it should have been. So I sent an email saying, I don't think it was quite as effective as it should have been. And they said, no, someone else has said exactly the same. So why don't you come in? Let's do it again. So there we go. That's what I have on my plate today.
Okay, so we've just got to do some emails, haven't we?
Yes.
We've had a load of really good emails this week. But I tell you, the one that caught my eye, and I bet it did yours too, is from Sarah Pito, who's 53 and 8 months. We do like to know people's ages. Who says that she's been weight training and is coming to one of the live shows. And what does she say that she's going to do, Jenny?
She said that if either of us fancy stage diving, she'll be able to catch us, right? Or, not sure both of us, and get us back onto the stage, right? But then on further investigation of this email, she's only lifting 70 kgs at the moment, which is about 11 stone. So we think Sarah might be taking on more than she can chew. It might be one of those situations where she thinks I can handle 11 stone. And then I land on her and she realises that, a couple of stone more. But there we go.
Definitely a lot more than that.
Have a great rest of the week, weekend, etc. We shall catch up again next week.
Yes. Okay. Well, listen, Toodle Pip gang, enjoy the blossom and the sunshine, and we'll see you next week.
Yeah.
Bye.
Lots of love. Bye.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.